When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're listening to Castrol CarCast on Podcast One.
Well, action-packed show planned. Some Kobe Lakers talk that is going to blow your mind in a way you probably didn't think of. I'm sort of freaked out, but has nothing to do with Kobe being gone. It has to do with coming back. Tonight, the Lakers game, so we'll talk about that. And then a Z car that went for an astronomical price. Astronomical. It's funny, I've been watching this Z all week. I had like a feeling about it, and then I sort of did this timing where it's like, I'm going to come in, and I think we're going to be on the air, and we're going to be able to count this thing down and bring a trailer.
The play-by-play
of
this thing.
God, check out. Look, everyone guessed what a bone stock, low mileage, 71 240Z went for, and then triple it in your brain, or quadruple it, or more. Yeah. All right, Tommy John. Oh, we love Tommy John. I'm wearing my Tommy Johns right now, and Valentine's Day is right around the corner. It is really the one day you want to get caught with your pants down. Let's make sure you're wearing Tommy John. Legs never ride up. Waistbands never roll down. It's impossible to get a wedgie. And for the lady in your life, Tommy John has ended the visible panty lines. Plus, I got the most comfortable bras on the planet. Limited edition Valentine's Day underwear and loungewear gift sets for him and for her. And it's all 10% off. So let's get it. They're the best. You won't go back to what you're currently wearing. I'm wearing mine right now. I wear them every day. All backed by the best pair you'll ever wear. It's free guarantee. Right, Matt?
Yeah. Shop limited edition Valentine's Day gift sets and get 20% off your first order when you go to TommyJohn.com/CarCast. That's TommyJohn.com/CarCast for 20% off. TommyJohn.com/CarCast.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get it on. No church, but to get on mandate, get it on. And welcome to CarCast. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Matt, the moderator, DeAndrea over there.
Hello.
So much exciting news in the car world.
Yeah. Man, we're watching
We're just
this,
looking at a Z car.
This freaking trailer, the live auction, the play-by-play, 10 minutes left. It's gone up, what, 10, 12 grand since we've been sitting here?
It's gone up 10, 12 grand in 80 seconds. It's now at $155,000. I want to thank our sponsors, Bet Online and Tommy John and Geico as well.
That, by the way, was at 125 when I pulled it up 15 seconds before you guys saw it.
Yeah.
It's popping. It's a very nice time capsule Z car. I don't think it's been rebuilt. I think it's like got 21,000 miles on it.
Yeah, it's a 71.
And you can read about it, Max Zapata or Kalen, but I don't think it's one of those concourse restoration ones. It's a 20,000 mile all original Z car. Now, why do we care? Well, we like cars, but also we care because I have a bunch of Japanese cars and we like to look at the Japanese market, and thankfully, when I was getting involved with the Japanese market, it wasn't a zero, but it was like, you know, Ferrari, Porsche. Then there was like American muscle. Then there was English stuff, and you know, a little bit of French stuff, and it really, you know, there's Jaguar and stuff like that. The Datsun was way down at the bottom, and Toyota was sort of non-existent because no one really knew they had much of a race history, or they have a scattered race history that's pretty good at times and then sort of non-existent in other periods. So in the 2.5 Trans Am series that I'll do on occasion, or the C production or B production, sorry, sedan, there's nothing with a Toyota badge on it in that entire event. It's all Alfa Romeos and Datsun and, you know, 510s and some Lotus and stuff like that. There is no Toyota. So it's like we didn't even know what to do with Toyota.
No, and look, in the 10 years we've been doing this show, we've it's nice to see that some of these cars, the Japanese cars, are starting to show up at auctions that they've never been to before, Goodings and RM, and in some of the vintage racing, like the Rolex Historics. You know, we go out there every August. It wasn't that long ago when there wasn't any Japanese cars. I don't even know if the RX-7 was in it 10 years ago.
This is astounding. We're at $175,000 with 7 minutes left. Now, I'm trying to think of what makes this car $175,000. It's a bone stock 71 240Z. Sticker price $3,756, which you go, wow, that's a good that's a cheap car. Although for my dad would have never bought this car. It would have been way too expensive at $3,700. It's at 185. This is insanity.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you guys can really understand how insane this is, because these cars, Z cars, were 15 grand like all day long. Now, this one is special, I think, in that it's green. It's not orange, it's not red, it's not white, it's not black. You don't see a lot of British racing green. So it's a time capsule. It's at 185 now. There's two drunk guys in Japan who are fighting for this car, because this car should not be 185.
Yeah. Well, whoever's selling it, I'm sure the seller is going to be pretty happy with it. And it's always exciting to see this thing move so much at the end. Look,
is it the color or is it the time capsule?
There's got to be more to it. It's got to be the time capsule portion. It's probably going to have some sort of...
It's got over 20,000 miles on it.
But it must have been a little bit restored, like, because I think the pictures of the interior looked a little... looked pretty good. It could be a rare color combination.
I think it's a color combo. Every single one of these cars was orange with the black interior.
Yeah.
And this one is like a British racing green with a tan interior, which... looks okay, but it's more about the rarity of it. They probably didn't. But keep in mind, they made thousands of these cars.
Yeah.
I mean, tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands.
Look, you and I were looking at this, I don't know, a day or two ago, it was 115,000 or 100,000 or something. We're like, is good money. This is a good price for this car.
$100,240.
Yeah.
As you know, they have a wild, wacky sense of humor, and people like to bid the number of the car.
Yeah.
So if it was a 2000 Roadster, it'd be $100,200.
I bet the first bid on this car was $240.
Right. That's how they roll.
Yeah, that's how they roll.
Well, we're now at $190,000. We're now with 5 minutes left, and we're now... staring down the barrel of a $200,000 Datsun 240Z that is bone stock.
Yeah, I mean, you could say we're even closer than you think, because there's a percentage for the fee, but it caps out at 5% or 5 grand. So it's 5 grand.
Yeah, so we're 195 right now for whoever's buying this car.
In, yeah,
un-goddamn believable. And listen. I'm the guy who paid $150,000, $150,000 for BRE 510 years ago. So I root for these cars to go up all day long.
Oh yeah.
All right. So we're talking about doing a professional race in Belgium coming up in May. That's in the works.
At Spa. And we had last week or so, I had Alistair Weaver come in and do the show with Goldberg and I. And he said Spa is his favorite track. He said, you will love it. And if you need any pointers, I'll let him know. But he's like, oh, that's my favorite track. Love that. Love that venue. Love that place. Love that track.
Well, it looks amazing. And
that was kind of exciting to talk to him a little bit about that.
And the NHRA Winter Nationals with me going up against Patrick Dempsey.
Yeah, so we're trying to put this together. And Dempsey, I understand, is filming in Europe, so he's a little tough to get a hold of. But the idea is you versus Dempsey. We go out next week. You do a training session. You get your NHRA license. And then Saturday... You guys are gonna race each other. I'm trying to get more information on the cars. I think it's a super comp. I think it's a rail car. I think
it's a dragster. I think.
Yeah.
I think it's, you know, big block something, and we're talking about maybe 200 miles an hour somewhere in that vicinity through the speed trap, which is in 1,000 feet, right?
Well,
they do a quarter mile. They do 1,000 feet.
So the real fast cars will run 1,000 feet. You probably will run a quarter mile in those cars.
Okay.
I think some of the cars still run a quarter mile. Like Top Fuel and Funny Car, I don't think do.
So they didn't just go 1,000 feet across the board. They went 1,000 feet for everything with over 5,000 horsepower.
Yeah, or whatever it is, over 300 miles an hour or something like that. Yeah.
Right.
And it's going to be interesting because part of that training session is going to be, how do you do the burnout in this type of car? And then what does it feel to launch? Do that zero, you know, do that 300-foot pull, do that 600-foot pull. And then, by the way, at the end, what do? Do you pop a chute? When you pop it?
200 grand, two minutes left.
Wow. And that's if the counter doesn't reboot, if these guys keep going at it.
This has to be just two dudes that are just rich and going, fuck you.
Yeah, well, you could scroll down and you could see the listing. And I'm sure it's just two, but I wonder if there is any more than that. You can see the bids placed if there's a couple of guys going at it in this thing. It's a beautiful car. It's a great color combination. I like you said, it's kind of a rare combo, and it's also a good listing. Like, somebody put a lot of information up there. Okay, scroll down a little bit more, Kalen, and then these guys are all talking. Scroll down a little bit more, and you'll see an orange banner or a yellow banner, and it'll say, okay, this guy bid light blue, bid 200. Scroll down a little bit more, and then who's the next bidder on that list?
I'll let
and
you then, look.
Yeah, so you go scroll and see how many people there are. Are getting
well,
in
we'll
there.
Figure it out later. You can go back up to the countdown, but
yeah.
So that'll be exciting, and it'd be cool to have that experience and to get your NHRA license. And I'm always, down with learning something new and a new piece of equipment, that kind of stuff.
Have you done any drag racing?
No.
Has it been since kids as street racing?
I never, even though I'm from SoCal and even though people would go down to Van Nuys and cruise Van Nuys, $210,000.
Kalen is on the edge of his seat back here. He's so excited. I can't explain why.
This is anytime there's an auction thing going on, it gets exciting, right?
This is a $40,000 car 5 years ago.
Yeah.
And I don't know that it's 210,000 now, but this is for sure set a record.
Yeah,
single family owned through 2019. They said it's the best Survivor that they've seen in this model.
Yeah, well it's worth.
And
it
this
then.
Is an
it's
argument,
good.
By the way, for the Survivor class versus the restoration
or
class,
the preservation class, the worst. With the bird shit on them, and they're
right.
Like, don't touch it. It's weird.
I grew up out here. I grew up not far from Van Nuys Boulevard, where that was the cruising boulevard. And the way it would work is they made movies on it. You'd cruise up and down Van Nuys Boulevard, and then you'd pair up with somebody and then go off to some side street or something and have your drag race in some industrial area, which is fine. 2:15. Oh, did the clock reset?
Yeah, it resets every to 2 minutes every time.
Right, when they ran out of time. Okay, so in those times, my dad had a bone stock 4-speed, all vinyl interior floor mats and everything, VW Rabbit, I think would have been it. And my mom drove a VW Squareback station wagon, from the 60s. And then I had no 225. This is just two dudes going nuts.
You know what's happening
other.
Is because on the reboot, these guys only get one shot to up the next guy, and it goes to the highest number that these guys go. So they're going to I'm going to throw in a 225. And this is fantastic. This thing's went up $100,000 in 4 minutes. So no,
I didn't have access
the
to any cars, and then I didn't have any money, and then none of my friends had any money, and nobody had a car.
Yeah.
So, and at some point, Ray's mom gave him her Datsun Honeybee.
Like 230.
230. It was like a 210 or 310 Honeybee, like automatic.
Yeah.
So I knew nobody.
Okay. And then fast forward
and
all the years of doing TVs and car shows and everything else, nothing came up where they were like, hey, let's do a drag racing bit.
Probably.
There's been a lot of track bits, but not
probably
track.
probably have done some sort of something with Leno or something or something.
Maybe. That'd be like in a parking lot.
But like, yeah, I don't know, but nothing. No straight line stuff. But
I asked only because the Christmas tree portion of it, right? The lights counting down.
Mm-hmm.
When you roll up there and you're trying to get situated and you got to do your burnout and you look at the lights and you're getting your feet positioned, and you're mm-hmm. like, I'm going to get to a certain RPM. All of that happens very quickly. And that's
right.
The part where they can kind of catch you off guard.
Right.
You know? But it'll be interesting. It'll be fun.
All right. Well,
$235,000.
It can't go any higher than this. This is insanity. I was sitting home a few days ago, and I saw this car and bring a trailer, and it was like at $100,000. And I was like, I wonder if this thing makes it to $150,000. It's going to set some kind of record. And it is crushed.
$240,000.
it is crushed, whatever the previous record was. And, you know, look, go. I was just talking to Pete Brock about 2000 Roadsters, and I was just talking to Les about my 2000 Roadster.
Yeah.
And, you know, Brock was like, we just got the first two cars from Datsun, and those are your cars, and those are the two Roadsters,
yeah.
You know. And I just talked to Les the other day about, like, the other Roadster and how many times it's been to the runoffs, and it's being all rebuilt.
What is the current state of that vehicle? I don't think I've ever seen it.
$250,000. This is crazy. The current record is $135,000?
Yeah, $125,000 basically.
$125,000. This is insane. This is two angry rich dudes.
So the current state of the Roadster.
Each Roadster, so the first BRE race cars. Oh, just for people listening, the first BRE race cars were 2000 Roadsters,
mm-hmm.
and I got two of them. Brock got them from Japan. I'm going to play that Brock interview and ACS coming up, so you people can check that out. I think it's on Monday. We're going to do that. But
$260,000, by the way. Keep going.
All right, it's two dudes who just go fuck it. You're not going to beat me. I'm richer than you are. This is when you're selling the car. It's two rich, angry dudes are like, fuck you to the next guy.
Yeah.
I'll pay $500,000.
Now they're getting excited going, I'm not going to lose this car. I'm not going to lose this
car. Except for you're paying $260,000 for a car that's worth $135,000.
Yeah,
probably.
$270,000 now.
Jesus Christ. All right. So the first two cars, I'm going to butcher the story a little, but they ended up, Les found them in like Boca Raton or something, some part of Florida. Some of these cars ended up going to like the Dominican Republic or something and places like that in racing, or Jamaica or some weird islands like off of Florida, and then coming back and ending up in Florida. And so the two Roadsters were just basket cases sitting in Florida. And it was like, the thing that's interesting about the Roadsters, the Roadster has a frame, has a chassis, and the chassis have the stampings, serial
numbers
on it.
It's a full, like, ladder frame, and this body's bolted onto it. It's like a pickup truck.
Right, because we're sort of in the unibody.
$280,000.
In the unibody world, you go, well, the original unibody's just trashed.
Yeah.
The tub's trash, it's rusted out, to where we have to replace the tub. Now you're kind of in some weird netherworld of, well, is this then the car? Because you just replaced the car.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go, well, we got the original suspension from the car and we're putting it on the new tub.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, it's better than nothing, but it's not the thing with the serial number stamped on it is gone.
Yeah.
That's the tub. Now, the thing about the Roadster is the Roadster has the chassis with the number. So you can go, that's the original chassis number, whatever. Then you have to replace some floor plans and a couple of, a quarter panel and the deck lid. And some of the stuff is good and then some of the stuff isn't. But in my world, $290. In my world, you have a chassis with the stampings on it, which makes it the car that was brought. And then, of course, the panels, you're going to fuck up over the course of the car's racing career.
Yeah.
And whatever. Yeah, anyway. So it's got like a lot of the suspension parts and brakes and all that. And it's the real car. You got to do a lot of sheet metal work on it and probably replace the engine or transmission or blah, blah, blah. But it is the car. So the first two Roadsters, or the first two BRE offerings ever, are those two Roadsters. One of them is done. The other one is at Les's shop. And it's like, you know, they got the...
Oh, $300,000 for this car.
They're doing a lot of fabrication on it and getting roll bar. It's
now, you've had it for a while because you're the Roadster's in the shop now that you know that you've raced and you've shown.
I must have
done for a while.
I must have bought both those cars in like 2008 or 9 because I raced the Roadster in 2011 at Laguna Seca. And it had to be 310. This is insanity. And it had to be at least 2 years to put that first Roadster back together.
Yeah.
And at least. So if I raced it at Laguna Seca in August of 2011, I must have gotten that thing in 2009 or before. I didn't get it in 2010 or whatever. So both those cars just shipped out here in a big crate with buckets of parts and junk and whatever. But those two cars, I paid like $32,000 for each car or something like that. Now they're basket cases.
Yeah.
You're essentially buying a chassis with a serial number on it and then a bucket of parts.
Yeah.
But,
because they, like you said, they weren't really worth anything, so nobody was investing any type of parts collecting, research, anything like that. And and Les has been doing it for a long time. He did the one car, and he can kind of use that as a template for the second car. But yeah, it's just a lot of digging through all the parts and seeing what's there and what's real and what's not there.
And digging through all the archival history. The second car, Fitzy's girlfriend bought it for him and gave it to him, and he ran it at the runoffs. Like, they think it ran at the runoffs 9 times or something like that. Like, it's a insanely... Yeah.
Here's the countdown.
A ton of
20
history.
Seconds left.
$310,000.
Reboots again.
This is a bone stock...
Driver.
It's a bone stock 240Z.
Yeah, it's there. You go, 13 seconds.
It doesn't have 9 miles on it. It has 21,000 on it.
Yeah, you think it's done?
It's got to be done.
It's got to be done. Here we go. 4, 3, 2, 1. The reboot, and it says checking for last minute bids. I think this is it. I think somebody's done at this. It looks like 310 is the final number. Sold for $310,000. Arguably $315,000. You got to add a little.
You got to add the $5,000 fig.
So it's a $315,000 240Z.
Jesus Christ. All right. But listen, good for us. We have a bunch of Japanese cars. Let me hit Bet Online. Bet Online. Now we know is in the Super Bowl, Kansas City and San Francisco. Get ready for the biggest game of the year. Visit our exclusive partner at Podcast One, Bet Online. Take advantage of the best bonuses in the business. Use the promo code Podcast One for a 50% sign up bonus. Oh, man. I guess I'm going to take the 49ers to win this one, 42-35. That's my prediction. Plus, there's NBA. Boston at Miami, Clippers at Lakers, New Orleans at Houston. Visit Bet Online. Don't forget to get the promo code Podcast1 to receive a 50% sign-up bonus. Do it today. Bet Online, your online sportsbook experts. Let's get a little action in for the big game.
Does Sonny have a pick for the game?
Sonny's has a. I haven't talked to him about it. He's got a lot of hot takes on sports, but I haven't asked him who he likes yet.
I think he's crunching some numbers, putting the feelers out there, seeing what other people are thinking. He's kind of analytical about it.
Yeah, he's analytical about everything in life. And that kid is so goddamn easy and mature. You know how easy and mature that guy is? Kobe passed, mm-hmm. and everyone's kind of thinking about that. And it so happened that before Kobe passed, Norm Pattis, who has from Podcast One, who has the courtside tickets, said at some point, like, hey, if you and your son want to go to a game, I don't go to every one of them. You know, I'll give you some tickets.
Yeah.
So we figured out that about 2 weeks ago that Norm was going to give us some tickets. As you hear this, this airs on Friday or Saturday?
Yeah, it's Friday.
Friday. Tonight. Yep. There's a game tonight. 7:30 tonight at the Staples Center. Lakers game. I think they're playing Portland.
Yeah.
But so what happened, and why Sonny's so fucking mature, because think about this in any 13-year-old. So this has been on the books since Christmas. His Christmas present was, you're going to go sit, you know, courtside and watch a Lakers game.
Yeah.
You know, like when we grew up. That's how my dad.
Yeah, that, yeah. Right? I don't even know where courtside is.
My Christmas was like, you can take the $10 I'm going to give you and the $10 your stepdad's going to give you and put them together and you can buy one Moto Mag for your BMX bike. Yeah. That was my Christmas. But anyway,
sweet.
But he's going. By the way, you know you've arrived when Christmas comes around and you're buying experiences.
Yeah.
Like my daughter's like, I'm going to see Billie Eilish. And you know, my son's like, I would have never bought an experience. I needed shit.
Yeah.
I need durable goods, you know.
In case you got to sell it later. You never know. You might have to move that thing later.
I needed like some Redline forks and a Moto Mag.
I need assets.
Right. I need hard assets. I might have to trade shit for a mini bike later on. Like, that's just, I can't have an experience. Like, that's right. Over. But they've got so much shit in the garage that they just want an experience, you know.
Adam, do you know how much courtside tickets are going for right now?
Oh, God. Oh, we should sell these.
That's what I'm saying. You have an asset. Kidding.
They're over $50,000 right now.
Oh, my God.
For courtside tickets.
Do you write that?
The cheapest ticket is over $1,000.
All right. We got to monitor this. Go back on Bring a Trailer. Go on StubHub.
Can we start the auction now? Can we start the bidding now?
All right. I have so many thoughts. I'm trying to write them down. So I get these tickets, and so this is decided like in December. Like at some point, you and your friends are going to go to the Lakers game.
Mm-hmm.
And we go, okay, we'll go to the Lakers game. And then at some point 2 weeks ago, the edict comes in of, it's going to be Friday. It's going to be today.
Yeah.
That's the date. This is 2 weeks ago. And I'm like, all right, well, I got to go out of town. I got to go to Palm Springs or something to do something in the morning. And then I'll be back by 4 in the afternoon, and the game's at 7:30. And so what's the deal? Well, it's going to be Sonny and two of his friends, and you are going to take him to the Lakers game. Now, this sounds like a hassle to me, but okay. So then the week of, obviously Sunday, Kobe tragically passes. And then we find out that the next Laker game has been canceled.
Okay.
Because of this. And then it sort of turns out that Max Pattis says, you know, I think the first Laker game after Kobe dying is going to be Friday. It's going to be the one you're going to.
Yeah.
And I said, really? I mean, and I didn't want it to be that. Like, I was like, no, have another game, you know, before it, and then it'll be ours. Like, I didn't want our game to be that because I'm weird that way. And so at some point, I realize, okay, the game we're going to is the Kobe game.
Okay.
And it's going to be a crazy bedlam of tears and
memorial thing
Snoop
going on.
Dog and, you know, and whatever else, and Ice Cube and everything else. And I'm like, holy
Maybe
crap.
Get there early. See
so,
some of that.
So then I have this thought immediately. I go, okay, I got to reach out to Norm and say, hey, I will give you your tickets back.
Sure.
These are your tickets. You're a lifelong Lakers fan. You take the tickets back and you go because you knew Kobe.
And it's an experience. Like, it's maybe one of the experiences he wants to.
Yeah.
Yeah, I emailed Norm and he said, this is like a death in the family.
Yeah.
Right. So I say, hey, take the tickets back. And then I walk in to the dining room where Sonny's eating dinner two nights ago. And I just walk in. I go, hey, Sonny, I just want to tell you, I'm going to reach out to Norm. These are his tickets. He may want them back because of these special circumstances that we couldn't have anticipated. And I have to give him the opportunity to go to this game.
Yeah.
And Sonny just looks at me and he goes, yeah. I get it. Like, I understand.
Yeah.
Most 13-year-olds would be like, well, tell Norm. I mean, couldn't you? Why does Norm? Okay, but what if Norm went with us or we just got rid of Billy? We knocked off one of the weak kids and then Norm could come. Like, every kid would start negotiating immediately.
Yeah,
like, and they would be like, okay, when are you going to talk to him? Like, and I was like, I just told him I have to talk to Norm. And he said, I understand.
I was thinking about doing that with you and Sonny. I'm like, why does Sonny have to go? He doesn't know Kobe that much. Take me.
Yeah. Or Billy or whoever the kid is. Knock that kid off the bench.
Right.
But Sonny didn't say, Sonny was just like, yes, I get it. He wasn't like, that's cool. Can we exchange him for tickets for a month from now or 2 months from now?
He did no negotiating. He just understood the concept that this guy was a lifelong Lakers fan. These were his tickets. And we needed to give him the opportunity to say, no, you keep them, you go. Now, I don't know many people that would are wired that way.
I don't either. But when I think that Sonny doing it, it doesn't surprise me.
Like, no, it doesn't surprise you at all. It's completely in his character, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. How much are those tickets going for?
They're going upward of 50K a seat. I mean, that's what, you sell them all, you could get almost another Z car.
Well, that buys a Z car. What, only 250? That's going to take some freshening up at 250.
Yeah, 250. Maybe one with 38,000 miles on it.
Yeah,
I don't think 21,000 mile car is going to get it. But what did Norm say?
Norm just said, "No, they're yours."
Wow.
Now, Adam, I do want you to think about this too. It is going to be hell getting into Staples.
I know.
But also, there's probably
the irony
something
is I don't really want to go.
Like,
but
like
also you're
going
to probably have
down.
To go early. Like, you're going to have to go early. There's probably like an event you're going to want to see.
There's going to be a bigger crowd outside of Staples than inside.
Well, here's the good news.
Well, you go to the parking lot.
The good news is I will wake up in Palm Desert to work. I'm doing a show in Palm Desert that morning.
Okay.
Or that afternoon. So I'm going to drive from Palm Desert back to my house, and then we're going to have to leave 3 hours early.
Yeah. Yeah. Hopefully, if you get into the parking garage, you can go up and not walk the streets with a huge crowd. But there's probably going to be some sort of thing for like an hour before.
Norm has a parking thing, too.
Oh, there you go. That's the key.
All right.
That's the key. That's the part you shouldn't have said live
Jesus
on the show.
Christ. Now, I got to start interviewing these kids.
Yeah.
Like, hey,
bet you can get 20 grand for that parking spot.
I'm going to need to talk to the dads. Like, what? Make your case. And they're going to go, I took Sonny to der Wiener Schnitzel once. What'd that set you back? $6?
$6.
That's 250 grand. I mean, your wife looks pretty good. She open-minded?
Yeah. What kind of cars do you have, just in case?
And so you have Norm seats. You guys are going to be on TV the whole time.
You're going to be there on TV.
You're next to the Lakers
bench.
It's
going to be Will Ferrell and you and Jack Nicholson, all 400
like,
pounds of them.
The TV angle is always on Norm because he's next to the bench.
What are you going to wear?
Oh, my God. I got to get a fucking makeover.
Yeah.
This is crazy.
Jeez, you might want to shave before you go. You going to wear a hat, not wear a hat?
I think two of the kids I'm bringing are black kids.
Okay.
If I sit too close to Snoop Dogg, people are going to think those are his kids. Like, if he's on the end of the black kids,
yeah,
I'm going to have to get some sort of divider.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to need to try to get some street cred. You know what I mean? Like, I want like a piece of corkboard or something, like in between Snoop and the kids I'm bringing, because he's going to get gifted the kids.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm. Oh, but with a little sliding door, like a confessional. That way you can, you know, you can, hey, Snoop, you're going to eat that popcorn?
All right, I'm going to work this out. Chris, get out my MAGA hat. And that'd be the greatest thing ever, right? Would that be the greatest thing ever?
Well, if you want to be on the news, you just sealed the deal.
If I had an ounce of self-promotion in me.
If you did that, I'd be looking for a job tomorrow.
I don't know. Or we'd be the biggest
podcast ever.
Right. That is so funny. Could you imagine? Yeah. I got to wear like a Adam Carolla for President shirt or something. All right. Let me hit.
You need a shirt that says the new book and available on so-and-so date.
Tommy John, guys, Valentine's Day. Yeah. It's around the corner, everyone. The only day of the year you want to get caught with your pants down. Make sure you're wearing Tommy John. Legs never ride up. Waistbands never roll down. Impossible to get a wedgie. And for the lady in your life, Tommy John has ended visible panty lines. Plus, most comfortable bras on the planet. Limited edition Valentine's Day underwear and loungewear gift sets for him and for her. All sets are 10% off, all backed by the best pair you'll wear, or your best pair you've ever worn, or it's a free guarantee. It is the best. I'm wearing mine now. I always wear mine. I wear mine. I'll go commando under jeans a lot, but anytime I'm wearing shorts or sweatpants, it's always Tommy John. And any on that rowing machine or anything, it's always Tommy John, right, Matt?
Yeah. Shop limited edition Valentine's Day gift sets and get 20% off your first order when you go to TommyJohn.com/carcast. That's TommyJohn.com/carcast for 20% off. TommyJohn.com/carcast.
Uppity is coming up this Tuesday, is it, Max Zapata?
Yeah, so the premiere is this Tuesday. And if we're giving away tickets, too, if you want to come to the premiere at the Peterson.
Yeah, you should email info@chassismedia.com. There's a few tickets they're going to give away. First come, first serve, so get on that right away. info@chassismedia.com. Can't believe 310,000 on that car. 315 all in. 315,000.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
Tell Les to be careful with that roadster he's restoring.
Yeah, it's crazy, right? We love the Japanese cars. It just, what can I say? That stuff didn't exist. There was no love for Japanese cars. There was, just didn't exist. I have no idea how trends work. We're living in a time where Z cars have passed Ferrari 348s and even 355s.
Yeah.
Like they are passing
Ferrari.
Well,
that one certainly does. That's
Getting past, money. You know, GTC4s or GTB4s or whatever. I mean, that's past some 12-cylinder Ferraris.
Yeah.
That car passed, you know, 550s and 575s. Ferraris, 12-cylinder.
Here's a question for you. So this week earlier, the show with Goldberg, we got into the new Toyota Supra. I've been driving the Toyota Supra, and it's and we got into the details of that car, and it's quick, and it handles great, does all the right things. But it's based largely on the BMW Z4 platform, and it's almost entirely a BMW at this point, other than the body and I think some sound tuning or something. But a question for you is, even though it's a BMW, is there a future collectability in the brand equity of this being a Toyota Supra, or do you think it won't do that well 20 years from now because people are going to say it's not a real Toyota? Now, I think you're getting a good quality car. I think you're getting a fast car that handles well, but is the Toyota Supra brand enough? And I'm not just talking about, hey, someone's going to buy these and they're going to put 2 miles on them and wrap them in plastic and they're going to pop up at Bear Jackson in 20 years from now and it's going to pull, you know, 80, 90 grand or 100 grand because it's got no miles on it. But is there something about the Japanese car market and the brand equity of something like a Toyota Supra that you think is going to be worth something?
I think Supras always kind of be out there and be valuable. I think the cross-pollinization of the BMW and the Toyota, you know, it's just sort of like when people go, you know, there's a Fiat Dino, you know, and it's kind of half Ferrari. And then there's the Dino Ferrari, which doesn't have a badge on it that says Ferrari on it.
Yeah.
You know, it just it doesn't help. You know what I mean? It just anything that gets diluted. So you go, okay, there was that race car that John Morton rolled, and it was a BRE 240Z, but it wasn't a BRE 240Z. It was a new tubbed car with a bunch of parts from the original BRE 240Z. So now we're getting diluted a little bit. And then you go, hey, there was a Miura SV that sold for, you know, 1.35 or something, which sounds really cheap because it had a different engine block.
Yeah, it was an engine swap.
Right. Okay.
Or
so
whatever.
It's
even though it was period correct,
right,
and it was done at the
diluted
factory.
It's still diluted. Right. Yeah. So that we just saw a car set a record for $315,000 because of no dilution.
Right.
You know, it wasn't water. There was no, well, it had an engine or it had a rebuild or it had a respray. You know, there wasn't any of that. So that's the purest and that's the best. And the Z and the Supra and the platform, that just dilutes it a little bit.
I think it does. It takes a little bit of the specialness out of it. Now, that being said, that's on collectability. That car was fantastic to drive, by the way. It's quick. It handles great.
It has to.
Let me tell you guys about Geico. Maybe you rent your home or own your home. Well, either way, I'm sure there's a bunch of hard work to do over at that place. So you know what's easy, though, is bundling policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. And that's a good thing because you already have a bunch of stuff to do around your home already. Just go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Go to geico.com today. That's geico.com. And this, before we wrap up, I just got this note that basically said the dragsters for you versus
Dempsey.
Patrick Dempsey, it's a super comp dragster. It's a 240-inch long rail-type dragster, like Top Fuel, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a 600...
So that's 20 feet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
622-cubic-inch Chevy motor runs on 120-octane. And yes, it is capable of six-second quarter-mile times of over 200 miles an hour.
Awesome. Scary.
It's going to be pretty badass, and at the big race weekend, over 40,000 people are expected in attendance at the Winter Nationals.
Well, all I got to say is
it weighs 1,800 pounds, by the way.
All I've got to say is some go,
some blow.
So we're gonna figure that out.
40,000 people, 1,800 pounds without the driver.
Jesus. All right. Cleveland Hilarities, February 27th. You can check out me doing stand-up, and then Indianapolis Helium, 28th and 29th as well. And go to Chassis, C-H-A-S-S-Y, and get – you can stream Uppity. You can get the Blu-ray. You can get a two-pack of The 24-Hour War and Shelby American, and it's all there. The Corolla newsletter. Sign up at adamcarolla.com. And my new book's coming out. I'm Your Emotional Support Animal. You can get that. It's a funny cover. Have you seen the cover?
No, I saw. I haven't
Chris
seen the whole cover.
Chris will show
cover.
You the cover. It's
funny. I saw the headshot for him.
Phil stars on the cover of the book. So I'll show you the cover of the book. But you guys should just go to barnesandnoble.com or Amazon or whatever. Check out the cover, Max Paddle, pull it out.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Yeah. Yeah, look at Phil.
Phil's sitting on my lap looking at the camera.
Yeah, how much did he want?
All right, so until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Matt the Motorator, DeAndrea saying keep the air in the spare and the bag in the wheel.
For the latest updates and call-in times, follow the show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at CarCast Show. If you'd like to write in, fill out the form on CarCastShow.com. And don't forget to give us a nice rating on iTunes. CarCast is a Corolla Digital production and is produced by Chris Loxamana. For more information, visit CarCastShow.com.
need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.